You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, 7:51 on this Thursday morning. Nice looking day out there right now. Saturday is not looking great. That's why the walkers decided, you know what, let's not bless the boats this Saturday. Let's do it next Saturday instead. Dustin and Christy, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Huron Lady 2, this is your, is this the third season that you guys have been the owners of the Huron Lady?
It sure is.
Wow.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a big deal. And great video. If you go to the Huron Lady 2 Facebook page, you can see video of the boat getting in the water for the season.
Yeah, she got dipped in end of April, and Dustin and the crew have been working on her nonstop to make sure she's ready for our first sail this Saturday, the 23rd.
Yeah,
yep,
exciting.
She's clean. She's ready to go. The crew's been trained. We've got some Coast Guard inspections today, and then we're ready to go live on Saturday.
Oh, boy, that'll be exciting. Mm-hmm. What's new and different, or is everything exactly the same?
We're going to do a lot of what we did last year. We got our 1 o'clock cruises daily, and then come June 15th, is it? We'll do 1 o'clock every day, and then when do we go 1 to 3?
July 1st.
July 1st. Mm-hmm. We go 1 and 3 every day. We've got
onboard dinner cruises. Those are going to run most Mondays throughout the summer, starting at the end of June, and then twice in July and twice in August on Tuesdays, we'll head to the River Crab. People really enjoyed that. Everyone at the River Crab was wonderful, especially Haley, getting us all set up and configuring all of that. So we'll head back there. Fireworks cruises, our friends from the St. Clair River, they're having Sturgeon Fest again. So that's June 6th, sailing at 11 and 1 o'clock. So that's a great way to support them. That's one of their larger fundraisers. So come out and support the sturgeon and see the U.S. Fish and Wildlife people.
And you can buy tickets now for any time in the season, right?
Yes, absolutely. Tickets have been open. I think we got them ready to go by November of last year.
Because I'm thinking like for the fireworks crew, those special things, you know, get them sooner rather than later.
Yes, So the July 1st fireworks that we go out and see that are lit in Sarnia and the Mac race day, those are close to being sold out.
Okay.
So if that's something that's on your radar, I would get that taken care of sooner rather than later.
First cruise of the season coming up this Saturday. Next Saturday, the 30th, is the blessing of the boat. She did this for the first time last year. Tell us a little bit about the event and how any boater that's listening right now can have their boat blessed for the upcoming season.
Yeah, so it's very common in maritime cities to do a kickoff to the season and bless the vessels for, you know, good weather, safety aboard, and then if you make your money on the water, you know, that's a blessing for that as well. And we did it our first year, but we only blessed the Huron Lady, so we wanted to open it up to the community last year. And we had about 15 boats come out and get blessed, and so we're doing it again this year. We were trying to do it Memorial Weekend, but the weather is not looking perfect for all our guests we'd have aboard, and we don't want anyone miserable. So we're going to do it on the 30th at 10 a.m. Deacon Arvin will be there. We'll have a bagpiper. Paul, you'll be there.
We'll be broadcasting from there.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're hoping that if that's something you're interested in, all you need to do is go to HuronLady.com or our Facebook page. There's a Microsoft form to fill out, and that's just so that we can make sure Deacon knows the name of your vessel and can say it during the prayers.
Good. Excellent. That'll be next Saturday. That'll be a lot of fun. New crew members this year or the same crew?
No, we got everybody coming back from last year, which is a blessing because it's easier to do our drills and training because they all remember it from last year.
Yeah.
So our customer service will be top-notch again, so that's great. And then we'll be adding some sunset cruises this year.
Absolutely.
So that'll be great to have those kids because those will be long nights for them.
I would think so. Yeah, some long days, some long nights on the Huron Lady, too. But the summer just goes by
too fast.
Like a blur, doesn't it?
Sure does, especially for us. It's go, go, go once we start taking on cruises. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I can imagine one of the best feelings in the world is that first cruise of the season and the last cruise of the season, right?
Yeah. It's bittersweet.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It's a blessing to be able to do this work, especially because, like we've talked about before, we're meeting people at different points of their lives, but they're usually celebrating something, whether it's just to be out on the water or a birthday or a special time in their life. And that's really cool to get to see people experience those events aboard your boat.
And we also get people, a lot of people from out of town. I mean, from even Ohio, Indiana, we have people from Texas and Florida. They all come here. They get to see the wonderful natural resources we have.
Yeah.
So it's fun to take them out and kind of show off the area.
Absolutely. And sure, sometimes they ask, you know, where can I go for a good dinner, or where can I go shopping, or where can I go for an ice cream cone?
Absolutely.
And you now have a place to point them, because you've got a new business venture. You've taken over Elite Treats, right?
Yes, we did.
We did, yep. Yes.
So hopefully we can direct more of these out-of-towners down to the restaurants and everything downtown and get them to stay here. Yeah. Hopefully they'll come back and maybe stay in a hotel or Airbnb or whatever. And
absolutely.
Really enjoy the area and spend some money here.
Well, it's definitely one of the highlights, you know, when you come to port here, and you got to get on the water on the Huron Lady, too.
We sure hope so.
All right. We'll see you guys next weekend. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank
Appreciate
you, Paul.
It.
Thank
right.
you.
First cruise of the Huron Lady 2 this Saturday.